Let's go ahead and get to a brief think fast for this week, which is this Somali daycare scandal. This is one of those developing stories that there's a lot of smoke there. Sure looks like there's some real shady things going on. Sometimes you don't want to get too early on these things. You want to let the details come out. But on the other hand, the idea that there's a lot of fraud going on is entirely believable. The idea that people are coming into this country and just looting, you know, from hardworking Americans, also entirely believable. Again, there's a lot of smoke there. The Leering Center there in Minnesota, that was a daycare that they didn't even spell the name right on the sign, and all the money going to them. And, oh, wow, somebody broke in and stole all of our records, and somehow they broke in from the inside, and really weird stuff going on. So what do you guys – what's your take on this one, Joe? You wanted to bring this one up for the not deep end, think fast. So I'll start with you on that one.
Well, I was just wondering if we were going to, just because to me it's such a big story. What it speaks to is, I think, a couple different things. First off, the major lack of trust in government is coming from this, which is there's no way that state and, in my opinion, national government did not know about this. If they can go after and audit a guy who, you know, cheated on his taxes, cheated the government out of $3,000 on his taxes, we're talking millions and billions of dollars are being scammed here, and they didn't know. They had no idea. There's no possible way. And so this is why people don't trust the government, is they let things like this happen. And we're now seeing this in Ohio. We're seeing this in Washington State. We're seeing this in, I thought I saw Washington, D.C., but maybe they just meant Washington State. But either way, obviously all over Minnesota. I think this is going to explode. I think you're going to see this going to multiple states. And it's going to be a huge story for that reason, because people are already losing trust in government. The other thing is, as you look back in the old law, it was a judgment on a people to let foreign people rule over you. The Somalians rule over Minnesota. They rule over Minnesota. I was just looking up the state flag. I think they changed the state flag in Minnesota. It looks a lot like the Somalian flag.
The mayor of Minneapolis speaking Somalian at his rally and thanking them for getting him elected. I mean,
foreigners are reigning over a certain part of America. That's a judgment on a nation. That's not some, wow, America's a melting pot. America is it's an ideal or it's an idea. No, it's not. We are a sovereign nation and being ruled over by another nation's people. That is, back in the day, it's the Assyrians coming in ruling over Israel. That wasn't a good thing. That's a judgment on a people. And so Minnesota being ruled over by the Somalians, which is very much what's coming to light, we already kind of knew this, but especially because of the fraud and all the people getting, you know, millions of dollars to basically do nothing, that's a big deal. And I do think that that's God's judgment coming through. And no, this is not the, oh, wow, how did that happen? Whoops. Oh, bummer. No, this was a systematic plan that has been brewing for a very long time that everybody turned a blind eye to. No wonder why people don't trust government.
Yeah, obviously, I 100%, of course, agree with that idea. As somebody, again, on the younger end, I basically my entire life of being somewhat plugged into politics, zero trust in the government for reasons exactly like this. I think a couple takes just to differentiate from Joe, because I would agree with a lot of what he said. I think it's very interesting the way this story was broken. Nick Shirley, the YouTuber who basically put this video on X, it's got just millions of views of him just basically doing this investigation himself as a 20-something-year-old, 23 or something like that, year-old. And then I was watching some stuff about how he's now getting death threats and his people are trying to, you know, basically trying to find out where his family lives and just some crazy stuff, all because he went in and exposed this. Number one, it just goes to show what, you know, just about anybody can do if they're really trying to uncover the truth, but also shows what people are willing to do to hide things like this, that hide deception and to hide things that are going on that are incorrect. So again, just an interesting note there that it was the way it was discovered with this guy, Nick Shirley. The second take, and it's a pessimistic one, it's unfortunate in that we discussed a little bit when we were doing our deep end previously this week, but I don't think – I think this is just another drop in the bucket, essentially, of a story, of a – I don't know that anything will come of it. Will the people who are responsible for this ever get punished, ever have to give an account? Obviously, before God, they will, but when it comes to our government and the legal system, my guess would be no. What I was sharing yesterday is you see these stories, Hillary Clinton with her emails in 2016 – nothing ever came of that. Obviously, as we discussed in the previous episode, the Epstein files, the Diddy stuff, It just feels like all these stories, they get real big, and man, people, and to your point, Joe, this is a very big story. They get, you know, a lot of press, they're on people's timelines, and then 10 years down the road, we'll look back. So whatever happened with that? It's like, oh, nothing, you know, that part didn't really ever hit the history books essentially. And so that's not a fun take. That's not a very spicy take, but it is unfortunately where my mind went, is like, man, that's really bad. Not surprised. Will anything come of it? Probably not. So, Jack, I'm curious your thoughts.
Yeah, as those keep adding up, it does seem to all faith in the system is being lost, that's for sure. Joe, what you were bringing up there is, I believe, Deuteronomy 28, 28:43 to 45 about foreigners will rule over you, and that's where I'm going to go, oh, welcome the immigrant and the refugee, like, to a point. There's a little bit of that. There is not a, hey, come on in and become a voting block and destroy us and rule over us and take all of our stuff. And this goes back to a point I've had for a couple of years now. When you see discipline on a nation, what America is going through is not, you know, it's not persecution, it's not all these things, it's discipline. It's the church is not disciplining itself. Christianity has become lax, and here's where we are. And you just kind of think about how far we've fallen from, I mean, if you dropped somebody in, you know, from 100 years ago into today and said, all right, here's what, you know, Christians are watching on TV, this story about this kid coming out and all of, you know, this language and all these things and this demonic imagery and, you know, and just all of that stuff. Here's what they're talking about. Here's what's going on online and the internet. Yeah, of course, this is the punishment we deserve. And, oh, yeah, we're not really serious about going to church anymore and people skip all the time for sports and all of these things. This is what happens. I mean, like, if you took this whole story and dropped it into the book of Judges and said, yep, they turned to idols like sports and money and entertainment, and they God sent a people in to discipline them until they cried out to the Lord and repented. And that's going to, you know, we want national repentance. We got to start in our churches. Our churches are not repentant, so of course we have these things. These are literally Deuteronomic curses that we have brought on ourselves. And when people say, oh, you're being too negative about the church, until repentance happens, you know, and so there's the political solution that I want to have happen, and Will's right, they're not coming because nobody has the will to do it at this point. The one thing we can impact is to say, hey, let's start getting serious as churches and call people to repentance and tell them, yeah, you don't get to just treat God however you want. That's why we're in this situation. And so that's my recurring hot take on this, is all of the problems you're seeing in America are because the church is weak. So do with that what you will. It is an unfortunate situation. I agree. It's probably not going to turn into much, but it is just another one where you look and go, yeah, it's things are pretty bad out there. So who knows what's going to come of it? Who knows what will happen next? But I'm with Will. I'm not terribly confident. But that's our Think Fast for this week. If you're catching just the Think Fast, be sure to tune in for the full episode on Monday where we discuss Israel, Jewish influence, the Jewish religion, Judeo-Christian values, things like that. And yeah, the online controversy. It'll be a pretty interesting one as we just completed that, so be sure to tune into that if you're catching this on the other end. And as for us, that is the end of the first episode of this year. Be sure you're plugged in on Focus Plus, focuspress.org/plus, where you can join us in the deep end, get daily devos, and all the things we're doing there. And yeah, and if you'd like to support us, I don't ever put that in enough, focuspress.org/donate. You can always support us for free by clicking like or dropping us a rating as well. And we'll leave it at that and talk to you guys on the next one.